Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey there, and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 65. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and today I want to talk to you about how to charge what you're worth. So of course, it's really easy for me to tell you to raise your prices. And yes, I still get nervous when I want to raise mine, but it's absolutely a necessity in your business. So here are four things that you need to know. Pricing yourself too low can cost you your business. So if you're on the low end and you do the Walmart pricing strategy, people will question if the quality is really there. So for me and my businesses, I like to do premium pricing, but I also add just tons of value. And although I'm usually on the higher end, my customers feel that they're receiving more than they actually paid for. So be careful that you don't downplay yourself, because others will start to believe that you aren't as good as what you are. So here's a great example of this. One of my mentors always brings in these incredible speakers to their events, and they usually range from $20,000 to $50,000 for a keynote speech. I mean, we've had people like Sean Stevenson, Jack Canfield, just incredible speakers. And now he was listening to an amazing speaker at an event that he thought he would like to bring her in. And when he approached her and asked her price, she said, "Well, you know, I'm a little on the expensive side. I usually charge around $5,000. So what do you think happened when she said that? Okay, I'm sure you guessed it, but she didn't get hired. And he felt like, how could I hire her when, you know, I usually spend 5 to 10 times her normal asking price? Now, the problem is, the problem with this person didn't know, it's because she didn't know her value, and because she undersold herself, she lost a sale. And not only that, but my mentor would have paid her, you know, $20,000. Like, he wouldn't have flinched if she said, "I'm $20,000, because that's usually his low end. And he wouldn't have gone up to her if he didn't think she was worth that price. So understand that now she has to speak 4 times just to get the $20,000 he would have paid her for one speech. Then number two, higher prices equal less work. Now, what do I mean by that? There are some perks to higher pricing, like less customers. And the fewer customers you have, that means the less complaints, the less questions, less work overall. But the best part is, it doesn't mean less income, because when you charge higher prices, you need less customers, which is a great bonus for your customers, because they will receive more attention and your customers will feel the value and the personalized attention when your business isn't overcrowded. Number three, your pricing says something about you. So recently a friend reached out and asked me if it was weird that the person she wanted to hire as her new mentor for one-on-one coaching was less expensive than what she charges for one-on-one consults. Now, I'm not saying that this means her mentor isn't at the level she is or at a level above her, but it is a little weird, because you want to feel like your mentor is ahead of you. So know that someone might not hire you if they feel you are at a level lower than them or even at the same level. So be super careful when you're choosing your pricing. Then number four, I want you to just go try it. So my good friend Claire and I were chatting about her one-on-one coaching prices, and I told her she was too low and, you know, said a million reasons why she needed to come up with her pricing, you know, but then she came back at me and told me why she felt like she needed to be there. So we kept going back and forth, and I said, "Okay, well, let's just try this. I think you have such tremendous value, and I believe your people just love you and they would pay for it." So that day she raised her prices to match mine, and she booked 3 calls at the higher price point. Here is the thing. You won't know if you don't test your pricing and see. You know, if Claire would have upped her price and no one was buying, then she can reevaluate. But you just don't know until you actually try it. So you've got to put something out there and see what happens. So your action for today is to consider your pricing. Are you truly charging what you're worth? And I hope so, because I know you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. And you are worth every penny. Don't undervalue what you have to offer. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will see you next time. And if you haven't already joined our private Facebook group, I'm in there every weekday live broadcasting to the community. So go to stacytusha.com/community and come chat with me today and some other amazing entrepreneurs who are looking to level up their business. Before you go, I want to tell you about FreshBooks. Now, before FreshBooks was a sponsor for the show, I was already using them, and I love FreshBooks. They do things like importing expenses directly from your bank account, which means less time entering expenses for that meal, tank of gas, or a new computer you just bought. I'm all about productivity, so any way to help me speed up my day is what I'm looking for. So FreshBooks is my go-to tool for a cloud accounting software system. You need to check them out. So right now, FreshBooks is offering a 30-day trial to our Business Rescue Roadmap listeners. So go there to freshbooks.com/rescue and let them know in the How Did You Hear About Us section, say Business Rescue Roadmap, and start your free trial today. All right, catch you next time.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.